Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Greetings, Anai.
Whoever you want to give her that name, I couldn't remember. I didn't write it down.
Oh, you got it, don't you? Yeah.
Say it again.
Chef Rodney Clark. Hello.
Rodney, what?
Clark.
Okay.
Clark, like Clark Kent.
Oh, okay.
Let me get set. Wait. Go ahead. Keep going on that tablet. Okay, you ready for me to get started?
No, it's just the
Good evening. We have the Reverend Allen and Mrs. Allen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Auntie Betty.
Yes, good evening.
Okay, great. Okay, I will be picking up out of Genesis 32. This is when Jacob returns and gives gifts to Esau, and starting with verse 26. Bear with me, guys. My glasses are in another place. Okay, then the man said, "Let me go, for it is dawn." But Jacob panted, "I will not let you go until you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. Jacob replied, "It isn't anymore," the man told him. it is Israel, one who has power with God. Because you have been strong with God, you shall prevail with men. What is your name? Jacob asked him. No, you mustn't ask, the man told him, and he blessed him there. Jacob named the place Peniel, the face of God, for he said, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is spared. The sun rose as he started on, and he was limping because of his hip. That is why the people of Israel still do not eat the muscle where it attached to the hip. Okay, that completes 32. You want me to go ahead and continue to read for her?
Yes, but let me just announce that Mom and Pops to join the line. Hello.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, it's Daniel, and I think Brian. I don't know if he's going to come on over.
Daniel.
Amen.
And Brian.
Okay. And we celebrate
our
birthday, and
you're going to
warm me up.
Amen. I'm in 33 Genesis. Then, far in the distance, Jacob saw Esau coming with his 400 men. Jacob now arranged his family into a column with his two concubines and their children at the head. Okay. Leah and her children next. And Rachel and Joseph laughed. Then Jacob went on ahead. As he approached his brother, he bowed low seven times before him. And then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him affectionately and kissed him. And both of them were in tears. Then Esau looked at the woman and children and asked, who are these people with you? My children, Jacob replied. Then the concubines came forward with their children and bowed low before him. Next came Leah with her children and bowed. And finally Rachel and Joseph came and made their bows. After what were all the flocks and herds I met as I came? Esau asked, and Jacob replied, they are my gifts to you. Brother, I have plenty, Esau laughed. Keep what you have. No, but please accept them, Jacob said, for what a relief it is to see your friendly smile. I was as frightened of you as though approaching God. Please take my gifts, for God has been very generous to me, and I have enough. So Jacob insists, and finally, Esau accepted them. Amen.
Amen.
How far did you go, Loretta?
I stopped at, let's see, 33 and 11.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call, and then I will bless the line. We have Hubert, Loretta, Mrs. Allen, Auntie Betty, Mom, Pop, Daniel, and Brian.
Amen.
Okay. If you would bow your heads for the opening prayer, please. And first of all, welcome to the Netherlands Family Weekly Prayer Line.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Welcome in. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this space. We come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you honor and glory. We ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit and all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, which includes your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill us with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Then cover us with your presence and cleanse our minds and give us clarity of thoughts with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. All right, reading of Matthew 19:26. Auntie Betty, could I get you to lead us in that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"Well, man, this is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started with our program today. Let's start out with Pops.
Okay, I'll be reading the saving power of our love. And the scripture will be John 3:16, 1 Corinthians 13:4, 1 John 4:8. God looked down at his most prized creation with despair. He created man in his own image, only for sin to deceive and corrupt him, to prevent God from completely destroying all humankind. He sent his son Jesus to replace man. Jesus stepped in. Jesus left the throne in glory to be born of a woman. He knew that his journey on earth would culminate in the horrified death of his earthly body. He also knew that once his life here on earth was completed, all of God's children will have the right to eternal life. For him, his trial could not compare to the reward. To the reward he would secure for us. Never has there been, or never will be, never has there been, or never will there be a greater declamation of love. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Thank you for that, Pops. How about you, Loretta?
Yes, I will come out of the upper room. And the topic is knowing God. All my life, I have heard about God. But it's one thing to know about God and another thing to live in relationship with God. Over the years, I have grown in my faith slowly. 2.5 years ago, I faced a challenge that required me to act on my faith. When my husband of over 50 years died, I was devastated. I didn't know what to do. Our children had grown up, and I had been just and it had been just the two of us for over 30 years. Suddenly, I was all alone. In my loneliness and grief, God led me to look back over my life. I saw that many times God had been there supporting and strengthening me, though I had not recognized God's presence at the time. I recall God's words, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I can truly say that God is the only one on whom we can depend on. When everyone leaves, God is with us. Though we go through hard times, we can rest assured that God is with us. Even Jesus felt abandoned on the cross. He knows how we feel and is our great comforter. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, how about you, Hubert?
Yes, I'll be coming out our day. Red, can you all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God provides, but I'll read the Deuteronomy 24:19-21. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread. That's Proverbs 7:11. Outside his window, the squirrels are in a race against winter to bury their acorns in a safe, accessible place. Their commotions amuses me. And in our backyard, not make a sound. One squirrel is amazing. The two friends deer do not prepare for winter. When they eat whatever they can find along the way, including on our yard. But squirrels will stop they follow. They will be in suitable food. And squirrels represent what God cares for us. He enables us to work and save for the future. He meets our resources are scarce. As the wisdom literature teaches, God gives us a place so that we can prepare for a season of need, Proverbs 12:11. And as Psalm 23 says, the Lord leads us to perilous places to find some pasture. Another way God provides is by sending those with plenty to share with those in need, Deuteronomy 24:19. So when it comes to provision, the message of the Bible is this: work while we can, save what we can, share what we can, and trust God to meet our needs. Thank you, Lord. I promise that you will meet our needs. Help us not to fear or doubt. We are grateful that you are watching over us and that our cries for help reach your ear. Needs with this supply. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Hubert. All righty. How about you, Mother?
Yes, I'm going to read a prayer confession. It says, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, make of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and weakness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by false word and deed against thy divine majesty. We honestly repent and are heartily sorry for those our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grieving unto us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life. So the honor and glory of the name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, Mrs. Allen?
Yes. Okay, I'll be coming from Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies in a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but newness of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think that he ought to, I'm going back over, be sober as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual member of one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mrs. Allen. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read out of 1 Timothy, 1st chapter, starting at verse 2. The grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers, and without ceasing, I remember you in my prayer, night and day. Greatly desire to see you, be mindful of your tears, that I might be filled with joy when I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwell first in your grandmama Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying of your hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, how about you, Daniel?
I'm reading out the Death Shall Not Want again. And it's something that we've heard before. This reads on the impossible. I'm going to read out of life and the impossible. Sometimes God has told us, has told me to do something, but everyone else was saying it is impossible. God said to me, that's why I will do it, because I delight in doing the impossible. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, Brian?
Brian?
Yes?
Is it fast?
He passed. All righty. Okay, well then we'll move on around to our sick and shut in. And let's bow our heads and pray. Let not your hearts be troubled. Be it known this day that the hand of the Lord rests upon you. Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellums, Beryl Nellums, Malachi, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Mrs. Waters, Lenny and Family, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Laitler, Jill Jan Reiko and Mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and Family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Marianne, Wanda, Chef Rodney Clark, Cheryl Richardson, and Maxine, and any other family member that's in need of a prayer. God has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. God declares that he will deliver you and set you on high. You will call and he will answer. He will be with you and will honor you. We receive healing by faith and according to the word, Isaiah 53:5, and with his stripes we are healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty. Now we're in our birthday greetings. I think we got quite a few today.
Woohoo! Birthday!
We got Maylo. Maylo Johnson. Uh-oh, I've got a name by Ron Varner. You going to beat me up there. Okay, Mrs. Varner. And Travis. And Jarita. And this August 4th. And on August the 8th, we have Jazz. On August the 7th, we have Joe. Somebody's talking?
You missed Joe. I mean, Jarita.
No, I said Jarita.
Travis, you missed Travis.
I said Travis. No.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. August the 4th, we're celebrating Travis, Mother Varna, and Jarita. On August the 7th, we're celebrating Joe. On August the 8th, we're celebrating Jazz. Are there any other birthdays for this week, August 4th through August the 10th?
And all we don't know about that birthday.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Do we have any volunteer to sing the happy birthday song?
I will.
We can all go together.
Yeah, we did that in the past. On the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
Today.
Amen.
God bless you today. Happy birthday, dear mommy.
Amen.
Amen. All righty then. Okay. Next thing is talk about some praises and testimonies or songs and poems. Okay, let's start out with Brian.
Brian, they called you.
Okay,
he's
gonna have to make up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Daniel, what about you?
I just want to say I love everybody, and I went to church with mom today, and it was her birthday, and they tried to get me in the choir.
Uh-oh.
I'm still thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, amen, amen.
All righty, Pops.
Okay, I read a few more words. Hello. He loves us or is greater. He loves us or is greater. For than tongue. A pen can ever tell you. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The gifted path bowed down with care. God gave his son to win his erring child for reconciling. And partner from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure has measureless and strong. It shall forevermore desire, endure the saint, the angel song, and prayer. Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to ensure my right to eternal life. I will ever be grateful for your ultimate sacrifice, unconditional love. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that, Pops. And thank you earlier, Daniel. And moving around to Hubert.
First of all, I got a lot to be thankful for and a lot of praises.
Amen.
I would like to, first of all, apologize to the reader. This was the first one I talked to this morning, and I didn't know it was her birthday. So, happy birthday, Dorita.
Amen.
And, okay, and I'd like to say I thank God and I give praise and thanks for Him for all of you all coming together in Atlanta for Mom's dinner. And you know, she's 6 years old. Don't get offended now because I gave my kids. I'm all right. 76 years old. Oh, that's a milestone.
He's 75.
Okay, all right. I missed it by one. I thought she was 19 when I was born. I've been trying to count. I'm hard to keep up with everybody's birthday. But nevertheless, it was a blessing everyone made it safely that was journeying that way into Atlanta, and I hope everyone had a safe journey back home. And those that haven't made it yet, I wish that the Lord will watch over and protect them. And the Lord has blessed me and opened a door here in Cincinnati, and I'm doing well. I got an apartment Friday. I got a job today at Paul Brown Football Stadium.
Oh.
And the Lord has really been a blessing. And I like to thank Loretta for persuading me to come on up here and join Cincinnati Cooks, where they made a tremendous change in my life. And I'd like to thank Angela for telling me I need to get on my knees and thank God. And when I got up this morning, I did something I don't do. Don't get on my knees. I'll probably
come.
But I got down on my knees this morning and thank God. And he kept right on blessing me. And
amen.
I hope I can and strengthen others. In Jesus' name, Toda Yaheva.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm dancing here.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome testimony. Great. Thank you for sharing. All righty. Well, I'll go next, and you guys know I'm still on my prayers for our adult children. I'm going to start off with Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life. And its pathway, there is no death. And in its pathway, there is no death. So we're going to pray for our adult children so that God would develop a heart, so that they would develop a heart for God, His word, and His ways. Lord, we pray that our adult children will love Your word and will feed their soul with it every day. Speak to their heart and breathe life into every word so that it comes alive to them. Teach them Your ways and Your laws and enable them to do the right thing. We pray a silencing of the enemy's voice so that they will hear the Holy Spirit speaking to their heart. You have said in Your word that when someone turns his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Proverbs 28:9. So we pray that that they will never turn a deaf ear to Your laws. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Okay. Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to read that one on a song.
Oh,
it said, make a joyful noise. Shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. And unto his gate will thanksgiving, and unto his court will praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth can endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. Mrs. Allen. Thank you, Auntie Bat. Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mother?
I just want to give a praise. I just thank each and every one for being here and celebrating my birthday. And I saw some of my nieces I hadn't seen, and I don't know when, and they all showed up.
I'm sorry.
It was just like family reunion, you know? It was a good gathering. I don't know how many it was, but I'm sure it was over 60 people. Yeah, we had a wonderful time.
We were off cars, everything.
Come on. Anyway, we just had a wonderful time, and I just want to thank each and every one for helping me to enjoy my birthday. I thank for the calls, all the calls that I got, and all the cards that I got, and everybody just was so nice. I went to my church. I hadn't been back in 3 years. And, boy, everybody was just so nice. I was just, I just in love today. They just showed me love all the way around me. And I just, I tell you, I'm just on cloud now until everybody have a beautiful evening, because I have already had mine and continue. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, thank you for sharing that with us, Mother. I'm glad you had a wonderful day. And I was there in spirit. You just see me traveling behind you.
Oh, yeah, we felt you there, sweetie.
I was there. Okay. And then last we have is Loretta.
Okay, I also want to do a praise report, and then I want to do a reading out of First John. But I have to say, I don't know how long they planned for the birthday dinner, but it was very nice. The dinner, the birthday dinner was awesome. So many people was there. So many family and friends that we haven't seen in so long was there. It was just overwhelming with joy that everyone was there and just having just a good time and just eating and talking. And it was just great to see long-lost relatives, should I say. But I really have enjoyed myself. And I will be doing the reading from 1 John, starting in, I think this is 16. Please forgive me, I don't have my glasses tonight. But it goes on to say, we know how much God loves us because we have felt his love and because we believe him when he tells us that he loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. And as we live with Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete, so we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face him with confidence and joy, because he loves us and we love him too. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay.
Got one more shout out when I get a chance, okay?
This is your chance.
All right. God is blessed where we belong. Amen.
Amen.
Got to get a contract for the rest.
Are you just going to tease him?
He's going to give us bits and pieces. We'll probably get the end of the song by next year.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all for all the sharing of the praises and testimonies. I'm going to do the Serenity Prayer, lead us in Serenity Prayer. And Loretta, would you be willing to do the closing prayer? Which one is it?
Let's see, Psalms 23.
It should be Psalms 23, yeah.
Okay.
No problem. All righty. We'll do the Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity.
The serenity.
To accept the things that I cannot change.
To accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage. To change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
Amen. Then, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, that will be the reading from Psalms 23. And I'm reading out of the Living Bible, so it reads a little different than the King James Version. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest, blessing overflowing. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All righty. Well, let me close us out and we can say goodnight.
I got one more thing to say.
Birthday
girl, that's all.
Okay. I just want to say. give us praising traveling grace. Because we are going to Melonica tomorrow.
Traveling Mercies.
Traveling Grace, yeah.
I'm leaving for Cincinnati tonight.
Smartphone, if you still get lost. So, yes, you need a lot of prayer.
And I would like to sing a little bit of a song before we close out, Angela. May I?
Okay. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I always love my mama. Right? A mother love is so special. She's something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. I never understood how mother made it through the week, washing pans, always on her feet. I'm talking about mama. I think she is my girl. Yeah, mama, you know you are my world. Mama, you the sweetest can be. Let your dreams be alive. She won't turn around on you when everyone else starts to cry. Amen. Bless you, Allah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Well, I will go ahead with the closing prayer. If you guys will please bow your heads. Our weapons are mighty through God. When we stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Jesus' weapons may seem old-fashioned to the world, but they are weapons that can subdue kingdoms, restore relationships, pull down strongholds, and defeat the devil. God will defend, protect, and preserve his people as we go forward with faith and confidence, dressed in the whole armor of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed weekend. Mother, continue to enjoy the last few hours of your birthday.
Oh. Amen.
You all.
Amen. Everybody have a blessed week. We love you. We love you all.
Oh, yeah.
What a blessing.
You're safe right there.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Brian.
All righty. Yeah, happy birthday,
bye.
Travis.
Thank you for listening to the Netherlands Family Weekly Prayer Session. I would just like to leave you with one last prayer. Holy Spirit, point us, plant us, and prune us to help us grow. Allow the prayers that we heard today cultivate and grow within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.